Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I wanna give to you. Oh Lord, I give you praise. This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift I give to you.
I give you praise.
You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship you.
I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, 'cause I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today.
Just because you are.
I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praises and glory and honor and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. And Lord, we adore you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought through the night for us. Thank you, Lord, for there's always victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for life that we live, O God, your breath that we breathe, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your kindness. We thank you, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, for providing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. O God, we give you honor and we adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your spirit. We welcome you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to take preeminence in our lives, take preeminence in this service, have your way, move over our lives in the name of Jesus, move in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. We cannot make it without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Renew our spirit. Renew our minds, our thoughts. Holy Spirit, refresh us. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us, Holy Ghost. We are totally dependent on you in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission, commission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus, great-grand, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our siblings, O God, our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, in thought, in word, in deed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus, our home, our environment, in the blood of Jesus, everything connected to us, in the blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God, the blood, the blood, O God. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healing and deliverance, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us whole through the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the restoration in the blood of Jesus. The restoration, the healing, the redemption, oh God, deliverance that comes in the blood of, comes through the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, oh God, there's no remission of sins. Thank you for washing away our sins in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, oh God, there'll be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around our children, our grandkids, oh God, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, our siblings, and a glory within them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance, oh God, oh God, to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we pray this morning for a refreshing, a fresh oil, a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, we blind the eyes of every monitoring spirit, monitoring our lives, monitoring this service. We blind their eyes to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Any device that it may be using, we destroy to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Father God, only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh God, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, Jesus. Strengthen us. Hallelujah, strengthen us. We need your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the Lord, move in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. We pray for renewing of our mind. We pray for transformation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. You've done great things for us. You keep doing great things for us. Hallelujah. You are doing great things for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for opening doors of divine opportunity that your bed gets shut. In the name of Jesus, as the Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Shield us with your favor, O God. Oh, yes, Lord. Shield us, O God, with favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, this morning as I bring this word forth, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Let it not be me, O God, but the Spirit of God working within me. O God, in the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to look at Deuteronomy 28. We still do it, Esther, but God has shown me something this morning, early as I was studying. And all is connected. Hallelujah. There's a word for someone out here, or for all of us. I pray that we receive what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that you open your eyes of understanding so you can receive. Hallelujah. The Lord's going to bless. If not all of us, someone will receive their blessings exceedingly and abundantly today. Someone will receive a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, I'm just going to read verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, above all nations of the earth. And I want you to look at this one. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. The Lord will set thee on high. The first thing he does, he sets you on high. Hallelujah. Above all nations of the earth. And we're going to look at what it means for God to set us high. And since we're already doing the book of Esther, I'm going to use Esther again. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And this is something that keeps resounding in my ears for the past week or two. And I pray that we will hear what the Lord is speaking. There are some people, if not in the body of Christ, that the Lord has shifted, amen, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be a pastor or a bishop or a apostle or a prophet or whatever. You just have to be a son or daughter in the kingdom of God, someone who has received Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, who is seeking after righteousness, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. Hallelujah. So that's all. qualifies you that you are in the kingdom of God. Many times you labor, and your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. The Lord has set ye high on above all nations of the earth. So when we look at the book of Esther, we started going through the book of Esther the other day. Hallelujah. And we said Esther had favor with the king's jubilee because she did what was pleasing, and she had that favor. When you do what is pleasing, the Almighty God, hallelujah, there's a door of favor that is open unto you. And that means when you have favor, you sit in the high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. High place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When you have that favor, you diligently, you hearken to the voice of Almighty God. You seek and purge at the God. Hallelujah. I don't care how long it's been. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord said this is the set time. Hallelujah. Time for everything in the world. There's a season and time. But you've entered into this time. Hallelujah. When a man waits, pleases the Lord, he even makes his enemies at peace with him. There's something above the favor of Almighty God. Hallelujah. A favor is miraculous. A favor is something that you is by grace and by you receive it. Hallelujah. Grace as you walk and do the things of God. You receive that favor. Hallelujah. So we see Moses, he's about to leave. He's about to leave the world in Deuteronomy 28. This is one of his last words. He said, if you hearken diligently and do what God has called you and set you on high place above all nations, hallelujah. And so you see Esther coming in. Hallelujah. She pleased Esther too. She pleased the king's chamberlain. As we look at like a typology of the Holy Ghost. And she had favor. Hallelujah. Not only favor with it, but favor with everyone of the other babies in the house. And he stepped to have her prepared to meet the king faster, and she just, everything was accelerating. I'm here to tell many of you here this morning that God is accelerating your divine blessings, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because when favor come with promotion, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And one of the things the Lord told me, hallelujah, to tell you, this is a prophetic utterance this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Esther 2:17, and the king loved Esther above all women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. I'm here to tell you this morning, God and my Sadeniaco have set royal crowns, and not one person or two persons, there's a few of you. Hallelujah. You know who you are, because I know you can feel it and you can sense the presence of God. Even as I'm speaking right now. Hallelujah. The royal God has set. The Lord Almighty God has set the royal crown upon your head. Hallelujah. And you see there is a divine promotion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when we go to Esther 6, hallelujah, that even Mordecai, Esther's cousin, is being ordered, even though anybody have plotted to destroy, to destroy the Jews, the king has signed everything with a signet ring. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, fret not yourself because of evil to us. Oh, my God. You know, fret not yourself. You don't have to worry about that. Don't even focus on evildoers. Don't even focus on those that is trying to hurt you. Do not lose your focus. God got you. God got you. God got you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes God will place people in lives so that person can be a blessing, but sometimes turn blessings into cursing, and it's up to them. That's their problem. If God sent someone to you to be a blessing and you want to turn it into a curse, it's up to you. That's your problem. That's why we have to be very discerning of what God is doing in this season and in this time. So what God, hallelujah, and I wrote this, and the Lord told me, hallelujah, to say he seek to what? To order. He seek to order you. Why he seek to order? Because you have been diligent. Hallelujah. Esther 6. Monica, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to order? Hallelujah. What shall be done? The enemy thinks it's himself. And not knowing, he tells the king what all to do. And it's Mordecai. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The Lord prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. They will plot against you, but they will not prevail. There is a time when God comes in with nobody aware of it. And this is what he's delight. I love that. The Lord delights to order you. Hallelujah. When you go back into Esther, the same Esther chapter 6, you see the king could not sleep. You see, when God wants to use someone to bless you, because God will not make that some of you got to get you by connection. God has already spoken the word that that person is not sleeping until they release the blessing upon you, upon your ministry, upon your family, in the name of Jesus. And the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? What honor and dignity have been done? Hallelujah. What honor and dignity have been done for Paul? So what honor and dignity have been done? The Lord is saying, what honor and dignity have been done? This lady, this woman has been diligent. This man has been diligent. This man has hearkened to my voice. This man has done all that I've called him to do. This man has labored in my vineyard. This man has loved and cared for others. This man has given up selfishly. Hallelujah. This man has gone beyond and above for the kingdom of God. This man has slept in the scar in the street just for the kingdom of God. This man or woman has given their lands for God. This man has been insulted and persecuted. And men have done all kinds of hideous things about this man or woman for my sake. But he has stood the test of time. He has stood the test of time. He went through the fire. He didn't stop. I was there. He did not give up. He kept on going. She kept on going. Hallelujah. Although the enemy pursued her, she kept her focus on me, Jesus Christ. She kept her assignment going. So what is God saying? What dignity? What dignity? All the dignity has it done for you? You right there. What order did it have it done? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can just see Jesus as the intercessor standing by his Father and the Lord. The Lord, remember, what order and dignity have been done. Hallelujah. And God is about to turn this story around. The coal that the enemy dug for you, he will fall into his pit of destruction. Hallelujah. For against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. So you what do you see? Hallelujah. The Lord delights to order you. Hallelujah. When you hearken diligently and do what the Father has asked you to do. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not lose this blessing. There's no order higher, no dignity higher that God wanted to order you, that royal crown on your head. But not only the royal crown. You see, the first thing was the crown. And what was the next? You have the robe. The royal robe, the royal crown, the king's horse. Hallelujah. And then what is happening? Haman is picking Mordecai all over the city. That's why you have to be careful. Mordecai was planning to destroy Haman too, kill the gallant, not knowing he's going to tell the king something. And look what has happened to him, his grace. He now has to take Mordecai all over him. Haman has to take Mordecai all over, royal crown, royal robe, on the king's horse. Who is God speaking to this morning? I don't know about you, but I'm receiving that word. To leave this service without receiving what God is speaking, royal robe, horse, the crown, royal crown. Hallelujah. He likes to honor you. This is your set time. And let me say this to you. Your life is fluctuating. You go up and down, up and down. But this time, the Lord says to tell you, this time, you're not coming down. You will continue to climb. Yes, you may have challenges as you elevate, but the Lord is there with you. But you're not going up and down anymore. You have come to a place. This place in God is only for a place of acceleration, graduation from one step to another. There will be challenges. Yes, but you will overcome those challenges, but as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, pray that you receive this word opposed to all the things that are happening in the world. Yeah, why are you looking? We're going to pray. We pray for what's going on. But don't be like Peter looking left and right at the storm. Keep your eyes on Jesus. This is a season that Christians, if they really sensitive to receive of the Lord, this is a time of revival. This is a time of shifting. Not for your will, but for God's will to be done in your life. This is not for sure fashion. This is not for titleship. Glory of Almighty God. Hallelujah. The Lord has placed what? A royal crown on you, the royal robes. And you're riding the king's horse. Hallelujah. And the enemy is taking you all around. The next thing you will have is the scepter. Father, this morning we thank you. And we bless you, Father, for these prophetic words that resonate in my spirit, that you keep adding and you keep saying to me, tell my children, my sons and daughters, that this is what is for them. And so, Lord Jesus, I brought your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the royal crown. We thank you for the royal robes. We thank you, Father, that we are riding on your horse. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we are seated with you in high places, places of influence. A high place is a place of favor and influence. And this is what God has done for Esther and Mordecai. So, Father God, as you've done it for them, you said you will do the same for us. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that we receive this word in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you. In Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We will do what a crown represents, what a king's robe represents, because I want to break it down so you can know what you're receiving and what it means to ride the king's horse. Hallelujah. If you don't get nothing, know that you are one high above all nations of the earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone that is sick right now, I speak healing to their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some giftings and talents. Hallelujah. The Lord is releasing out of you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:10, and I will end with this. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as the bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as the bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful, 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 blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.